Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Hamblin.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Schultz.
As moms who are currently in the thick of raising kids with big emotions, we know firsthand how challenging their intense behaviors can be.
And that a little support can go a long way.
This is a non-judgmental community that was created for you or any mom who's feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed.
Each week, either Emily or I will share our experiences, offer practical tips, and interview experts in the field so you can be empowered to help your children with their challenges.
Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hello, everyone. This is Emily. I'm a little bit nervous about today's podcast episode. It's one of those episodes where I feel like I could say something wrong so easily. I'm also off script, which is not usual for me. I usually have a really clear outline, but I just really have some very pressing thoughts that I wanted to communicate, and my podcast felt like the best way to do it. I've been thinking a lot lately about how common and accepted and sometimes even almost encouraged it is in our society to, when we receive really hard news or we have a really, really difficult event happen or an incredible challenge that we're up against, how common it is to turn to very unhealthy ways to handle the big feelings that come up with that. Now I usually talk about kids and how they handle their stress of not being able to go to their friend's house by going and ripping apart their sibling's art project. And that is a hard thing. That's a really hard thing. But I'm talking about like adults now that maybe they get news that they're going to be fired from their job and they needed that income to support their family. And the way that they cope with that really hard event is by turning to alcohol or drugs or pornography or excessive shopping or unhealthy food habits or nonstop scrolling on social media. Now, I'm not saying bad things about anyone that does this, because the scrolling on social media was my coping strategy of choice for years to try to handle the big emotions. And I'm not saying that people are horrible for having these coping strategies. What I am saying, though, is that they're not healthy. If we think of the long term, all that they do is numb the emotion for a minute. And when the hangover wears off, or the high leaves, or the phone goes away, right? Whatever it is, you're still left to deal with that emotion. But you have all of the effects of just numbing it for however long that you did. Especially when turning to substance abuse, now we have the physical effects. And I've just seen so many people that I love and care about have very long-term lasting effects on their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health as a result of turning to substances to control their emotions instead of much more healthy ways. Now, I'm bringing this up because when I think of our children and I think of really hard times that they're going through, it is so important that we consider the long view of those hard times. So instead of focusing just on the fact that our child received an F on a project that they should not have received an F on, and maybe the teacher lost part of the project, or maybe the teacher was unfair in grading them, and we see our kid have that hard time, how important it is for us to be able to empower that child by giving them healthy tools and strategies to handle the hard time. Sometimes that might be going and talking to their teacher. Sometimes it might be just handling the disappointment and stress that comes up from it. Sometimes if they're old enough, it would be talking to them about it and letting them choose the way that they want to handle it and letting them see that there are alternate or many different options that they could do and kind of consider all of those options and that they can choose many options and they can handle it even if the outcome isn't the way that they'd hoped. So I don't know if this is landing for you, but it starts when kids are little. Instead of removing any sibling conflict from them, for example, helping them learn to handle the sibling conflict. So yes, my kids might fight more if I allow them to be in the same room. Sure, I could remove that obstacle completely by never allowing them to play in the same room unless I'm there playing in between them. Or I can think about empowering them to handle that hard time. And this is so important to me just because of a lot of news lately and a lot of personal things that I've had that really have just been weighing heavily on me, that we remember that yes, their emotional intelligence in that moment is so important. And it's even more important to remember that they're going to carry these skills into adulthood. And there's a lot of commentary and heated discussions going on with like the gentle parenting and the respectful parenting movement that we particularly see on social media right now. And when people ask where I am on that, I say, you know, I am gentle and I am respectful in my parenting, but I actually haven't jumped on that bandwagon. I'm not very public about the fact that I haven't. I'm not opposed to it. I think it has some great things, but I prefer to say in my parenting, intentional parenting. And the reason that I've chosen that word is because I really want to choose more at what goes into my parenting and to be more intentional and careful with the strategies that I have as I consider that long view of my child's life and the future, not just for them, but the communities in which they live. And we know about the ripple effect that helping our children learn to regulate their emotions, helping them learn to handle hard times, giving them the skills to build them up. We know how important this is for that long term. So I just am wanting to remind you that right now we're in a really busy time of year, right? This is being released in December. I don't know what time you're listening to it, but this is often a really busy time of year. There's often a lot of stress, especially with emotionally intense or neurodivergent kids, highly sensitive, deeply feeling, whatever you resonate with your child. Sometimes there's those prediction errors that we talked about a few weeks ago. There's changes in routine. There's a lot of hustle and bustle sometimes. But just trying, if we can, to remember that we're trying to build up the skills in our children so that they can not only enjoy their childhood, so that we are not only enjoying our parenting of them more, but that we're setting them up for this life. We worry a lot about having children that are maybe entitled, right? Or children that are disrespectful to others, children that are unkind, children that are lazy, children that are unable to handle conflict, right? And this is all very important. And we don't have to fix everything now. But as we consider that long view, it helps me consider the why behind what I'm doing right now. And my why is so deep because we do want more peace at home now, which is what we've had with everything that I teach inside of emotionally healthy families. It has helped us have so much more peace at home. I'm enjoying motherhood a lot more instead of spending my days in stress and in overwhelm. I do still have those feelings, but I can handle them now. And so as a result, I'm able to feel a lot more happiness and a lot more peace in my home. I have much better relationships with my kids, and I'm looking towards their future. And I'm really hoping that the ripple effect of me showing up, modeling emotional regulation, modeling healthier ways to handle the hard times, modeling for them my ability to, yes, be angry, yes, be frustrated, yes, be stressed, yes, be overwhelmed, yes, handle disappointment, even some worry, and to show them healthy ways to do that. And also, extremely important, this ability to show them what happens when they make mistakes, because I make them all the time. I yelled at my kid yesterday in the car. To be able to handle those times and show them that I know when you grow up, you're also going to be an adult that is trying and working on being emotionally healthy. And I'm still working on it too. Let me show you what it is to work on it. Not what it is to be perfect, because I can't do that, but I can show you what it is to work on it. And hopefully you'll start out from a much healthier place by the time you're an adult than I did when I was an adult. And you'll be able to work on it. Does this make sense? I hope so. So I guess my point as we wrap this up today, it's so easy to be so focused on the right now with our kids and to zoom into that moment and how will I get them to do their homework? And I just want them to put their plate in the sink after dinner. And those things, I'm not saying we can't pay attention to those, but just to take this moment to also zoom out a little bit and consider the long view. One of my favorite quotes, let me pull it up here. Here it is. Now, granted, I have a lot of favorite quotes, but this is one of my favorites. For a while, this was my signature on my email going out for a while. Okay, this is by Richard G. Scott. And he said, "Think of the long view of life, not just what's going to happen today or tomorrow. Don't give up what you most want in life for something you think you want now." So I would encourage you to keep that with your parenting, to use that for the motivation when you feel like giving up, that your efforts matter. Don't be afraid to reach out. Of course, I have resources. I have a lot of resources that I offer often for you to reach out and connect with me and work with me if you want. I also know I'm not the only person offering help. So don't be afraid to reach out. It does not mean you're a weak parent. It does not mean you're a bad parent. It means quite the opposite. It means you are a parent that cares deeply and you're willing to put in the work for your child. I also, if you're at all religious like we are, to even consider the longest view of, you know, into eternity. What are the effects of what I'm doing now going to matter for eternity? Having that longer view, I can't have it every single moment. I do have to zoom in sometimes and handle like one child biting another. That happened just last week. One of my kids bit another because they said the other kid's voice was annoying them. Not what they were saying, just the fact that they were talking. Anyways, I could do a whole nother podcast episode on how I handled that one and how we're preventing it for the future. But in any case, like, yes, I had to zoom in and handle that in the moment. And then taking time regularly to zoom back out and look at the long view. What is our long view goal? It helps me so much when I think that, oh, I should just give up. Oh, this doesn't matter. Oh, I'm not going to keep working on that. Oh, I messed up again. Should I even keep trying? Yes, we should keep trying. Yes, it matters. And yes, it will make a difference. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a beautiful week. As a parent, I know how challenging it can be when our kids struggle with anger. That's why I'm so excited to have created something for families like ours. It's practical, it's helpful, and it's only $9. Super thrilled to offer you the Anger Management for Kids Resource Bundle. The collection of resources and activities, think videos, game, social stories, worksheets, and more that I put together to help our children navigate their emotions, particularly their anger. I'm all about fostering emotional intelligence and helping our children learn healthy ways to manage their anger in ways that are fun and enjoyable and increase our connection with our child. So for just $9, less than the cost of a family meal out, you can empower your child and bring a whole new level of understanding and calm to your family life. Join me and many other families in this journey. You can purchase it for just $9 at emotionallyhealthyfamilies.com/kidsanger. Or if you're already a member of Emotionally Intelligent Kids, you can get this for free. I'm so happy that you're walking this path of nurturing emotionally healthy families with me.